Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. US futures are pointing to a lower open. European equity markets have opened with losses following a mostly negative performance in Asia. US dollar is firmer. Treasury yields are down at both the long and short ends. WTI crude futures are up a notch. Gold is also slightly higher, while industrial metals are under more pressure. In macro news, there is no major catalyst for the market today, while the focus remains on the broader themes revolving around looming risk events. The FOMC is still in spotlight, with the Fed on track for another 25 basis point rate hike at the May meeting, and officials have been unrelenting in their higher-for-longer narrative. In Europe, a majority of the European Central Bank officials continue to push the case for more tightening, highlighting that a 50 basis point hike is still on the table next week. A Reuters poll shows that a majority of economists expect the bank to raise rates by 25 basis points at the May 4th policy meeting, and then take the rates to 3.5% or higher in June. On the data front, South Korea's GDP has rebounded in Q1, avoiding a technical recession. Sweden's March PPI is much lower than estimates, while Spain's March PPI reading has come in negative against the consensus of a positive year-on-year growth. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the February House Price Index and February Home Price Index, the March new home sales and April consumer confidence, as well as the weekly Redbook chain store and weekly API crude inventories. On the corporate earnings front, the tech sector is bracing for results coming from Google and Microsoft post-close today. Apart from that, notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are General Motors, Biogen, Verizon, UPS, Pepsi, McDonald's, 3M, MSCI, Moody's, Invesco, and General Electric. These are posting results before they open. Visa, Illumina, Universal Health Services, Chipotle, and Juniper Networks are reporting after the close. It is looking a little light on the corporate news front. Alibaba has erased all the gains fueled by its reorganizational proposal unveiled at the end of March, as the worsening U.S.-China tensions have undermined demand for technology stocks, according to Bloomberg. On the flip side, Netflix is planning to invest $2.5 billion in South Korea over the next 4 years. The news has boosted South Korean entertainment stocks on Tuesday. Asian equities traded mostly lower on Tuesday, with losses accelerating in the early afternoon. Hong Kong again saw the biggest losses, and Shenzhen was notably weaker too. Mainland China markets have had the fifth day in a row of losses, with overseas funds having a third straight day of net outflows. South Korea and Taiwan were down sharply. Southeast Asia was also lower, but not quite as much. Japan closed a few points higher. India opened lower. Australia, New Zealand, and Indonesia were closed for holidays. Following the weaker levels in Asia, European equity markets are lower. The UK Chancellor Hunt has received a small windfall after the publication of final fiscal figures for the year. Bloomberg reports that the UK government borrowing has come in £13.2 billion below fiscal forecasts last year, leaving some room for potential giveaways ahead of a general election. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.